David Aldous.
David Aldous.
Non-stop worship, 24 hours a day. Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Worship Radio 247 podcast, bringing you worship and the Word of God right here on this platform.
24/7 worship and contemporary Christian music, and taking the Father's love to the world. This is Worship Radio 247.
Worship Radio 247.
Taking the Father's love to the world through the power of media. Worship Radio 247.
Welcome indeed to Worship Radio 247, the podcast. It is so good to get your company. I always say that. Every single day I say the same thing. But it's the truth. It's great to get your company. Thank you for joining us on today's program. As I promised on the last podcast, we're going to be breaking bread today. And I can't wait for that. So you've got plenty of time to get the elements ready, the wine, the fruit juice, whatever you want to use. And you can also get the bread ready, because that is happening a little bit later on. We're going to worship God in spirit and in truth. Looking forward to all that. Listen, if you'd like to get hold of us, we would love to hear from you. And our email address is this. It is studio@worshipradio247.org. That is studio@worshipradio247.org. You can also contact us at tv@worshipradio247.org as well. So you've got quite a few ways of getting hold of us. Today we're going to be worshiping God in spirit and in truth, and this is a wonderful song to begin. Listen to this. Oh, this is Lara Martin and the Voice of Hope. Once again, if you'd like to let us know what song you'd like to hear, we'll do our very best to play it for you. And that is by contacting us at the email address.
As high as the heavens are above the earth, so high are your ways to mine. Ways so perfect, they never fail me. I know you are good all the time.
Oh,
I just love singing along to that. That is Lara Martin and the Voice of Hope. Such an anointed song, written in New York in 2001 in the dying embers of the Twin Towers. An amazing song. Coming next, I'm going to bring you Overcoming Fear, that's TV, Bringing Like Christ, and we're looking today at part 16, Ephesians, the fourth chapter, and from verse 11, that comes next, here on Worship Radio 247, the podcast. It is always wonderful to get your company. Thank you so much for joining us.
We've been broadcasting on Worship Radio 247 now for almost 10 years. On the 16th of July, it will be our 10th birthday, and as such, we will be required to pay our PRS license. And because of this, we're coming to you, our listeners, to help us pay this quite substantial bill. We would love you to ask the Lord how much you can donate. It's easy to donate too. Just go to the website at www.worshipradio247.org. Click on donate. Choose the amount you would like to pay, and that's it. It would be helping the ministry and would allow us to continue broadcasting and worshiping with you. Please prayerfully consider how much you can donate. We'd love to hear from you as well. Email us at the studio@worshipradio247.org. With your help, we will continue to broadcast the Worship Radio 247 podcast, bring you live broadcasts on our radio station, Worship Radio 247, and to continue to send TV programs around the globe with Worship TV. Worship Radio 247. Taking the Father's love to the world through the power of media.
This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
It is wonderful to be able to bring you the daily devotional and the Hour One Nugget every single day here on Worship Radio 247. And I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that these messages are blessing you and are keeping you so close to God, and that your eyes are firmly fixed upon Him. Today, we turn our attention to Ephesians and the fourth chapter. And we begin at verse 11. Now, this is quite a long passage, and I don't know how much time I'm going to have to be able to expound on this passage, but I'll do my very best. Verse 11 begins like this, and it says, Paul is talking to the church at Ephesus, and he says, Now, these are the gifts that Christ gave to the church: the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, and the pastors and teachers. We call that the fivefold ministry. Their responsibility is to equip God's people to do His work and build up the church, the body of Christ. This will continue until we all come to such unity in our faith and knowledge of God's Son that we will be mature in the Lord, measuring up to the full and complete standard of Christ. Verse 14, then we will no longer be immature like children. We won't be tossed and blown about by every new wind of new teaching. We will not be influenced when people try to trick us with lies
so clever they sound like the truth. Instead, we will speak the truth in love, growing in every way more and more like Christ, who is the head of this body, the church. Beloved, it's important to know this, you know. It's important to study Scripture in this way. It's important that we understand that we can be tricked. Even I can be tricked. Not that long ago, this ministry was tricked from a great deal of money. I'm not going to go into the details. It's just that we were trusting and we believed. And yet, we failed in our trust. And when that happened to us, I thought, where were you in that, Lord? Why didn't you protect us in this? It's nothing to do with God. We didn't pray. We didn't ask God's discernment. But I will say this. During that whole period, it was some 5 years ago, during that whole period, Martin knew it was wrong, what was happening. And he was very adamant. And I thought he was crazy. I thought he was absolutely crazy. And I was thinking, no, Martin, no, you're wrong. But Martin was right. Now, why was Martin right? I'll tell you. Because he prayed. Because he sought the face of Almighty God. And I didn't. And therefore, I failed. Abysmally, I failed. And because I failed, it cost us dearly. Beloved, we can only manage to continue as we keep our eyes firmly fixed on Jesus. The word says, then we will no longer be immature like children. We won't be tossed and blown about by every wind of new teaching. We will not be influenced when people try to trick us with lies so clever they sound like the truth. And that is exactly what happened. We were tricked by lies that sounded so plausible, so real, that we thought they were the truth. But Martin knew that it wasn't the truth. And so therefore, 5 years ago, I can honestly put my hand on my heart and say, I was immature. I was immature. What right did I have to serve Almighty God? Because I was so immature. But through studying His Word, He brings more and more and more maturity. And that is why I can teach with such authority now. Because the Father's love has poured into my heart and into my life, and He has shined His torch. We keep our eyes well and truly fixed on Him. Paul talks about the fivefold ministry. Now, these are the gifts Christ gave the church: the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, and the pastors and teachers. I certainly am a teacher, I would say. And I like to think that I'm a pastor as well, because I am here and I am available. So I like to think that in this ministry, I take a pastoral role as well as a teaching role. It is wonderful to know that God Almighty is with us, with you and I. What is your role? What is your role in all this? Your role, I believe, is to gain more and more maturity, and I pray in the name of Jesus as you continue to listen to Worship Radio 247, as you continue to listen to His Word as it is expounded, that your eyes are firmly fixed on Him. And your eyes are not fixed upon the problems that you see every day in your life. We all have those problems. We all have those issues. They don't stop And there's a reason. Because we worship and we serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the enemy does not like it. Think about this, beloved. Do you think the enemy is going to sit idly by as you bring more and more people to Christ? Of course not. He's going to try and fight you tooth and nail, but with God's protection, as we keep our eyes well and truly fixed upon Him, then we know this. He can't harm us. He can't do us much damage. All He can do is try His hardest to annoy us. Try His hardest to move us off the path that God has set for us. But if our eyes are fixed on Him, He can't do that. Because you will hear from God Almighty so clearly. This will continue, says Paul, until we all come to such unity in our faith and knowledge of God's Son, that we will be mature in the Lord, measuring up to the full and complete standard of Christ. And that is what this series is aimed at. That is what this series is all about, being like Christ. And knowing that as we meditate on His Word, as we study the Word of God, as the words that come from the Holy Bible penetrate our hearts and our lives and our minds, they keep us full of Him. And they keep us from falling. Because He is magnificent. Instead of being tricked by lies and deceit, says Paul, this is what will happen. Instead, we will speak the truth in love, growing in every way more and more like Christ, who is the head of His body, the church. You know, as Paul is saying in verse 13, this will continue until we all come to such unity in our faith and knowledge of God's Son. We will continue until we all, say all come to such unity in our faith. That is what is important in closing. That is so important, that we all obtain and attain heart unity. You see, if we look at the fragmented church that we see today before us, with the different denominations and the different belief systems and the different pieces of dogma, if you will, and the different doctrines that prevail through the church or through different churches, that isn't heart unity. Because we're all fighting against each other. We're all saying, no, this is the way it's supposed to be. And someone else will say, no, it's this way. For instance, if you look at baptism, oh no, you have to be fully immersed in water. No, you don't need to do that. Just have a few sprinkles of water sprinkled on your head when you're a child. That'll do it. That's the baptism. No, the baptism is full immersion. No, I disagree. You see what I'm trying to say? And while people are doing that, while people are fighting against each other on their belief system, there is no heart unity. And that is designed by Satan to divide us instead of unite us. And we need to be united in heart unity. The church of our Lord Jesus Christ needs to be united in what we believe and with what we think and with what we are following. It is no good to be divided. And that is why, personally, and I know someone's going to take issue on this, but I don't care about doctrine. I don't care about dogma. I am not religious in any way, shape or form. I haven't got a religious bone in my body. All I do is look at what the Word of God says, and I try my hardest to follow it. And I certainly try my hardest to preach that which is in the Word of God and nothing else. And by doing that, I am hoping and I am praying that those who listen to Worship Radio 247, those who follow us on the podcast, those who watch the TV station, Worship TV, those who are engaged in what we are doing here are part of this ecclesia, a part of this church, that this church would have heart unity and that we would love each other with all the love that we can give, with an agape love that calls for no cost, that calls for nothing except to love and be loved. This is our prayer for this church, the Church of Jesus Christ, the Church of Worship Radio 247, because it's so important. It is so important that when we pray together for each other's issues, that we have a heart unity where our hands are held across the world, and that we will keep our eyes well and truly focused on our Lord Jesus Christ, and that we will give him all the glory, that there would be less of us and more of him all the time. For now and evermore. Heavenly Father, Lord God, thank you for your word. Thank you for what you teach us on a daily basis. We give you the glory, and we give you the honor, and we give you the power that is due your holy name. And we say, Lord God Almighty, we love you and we worship you. And we give our lives to you afresh again today. And we say, forgive us all of our sins, Lord, and wash us clean by the blood of the Lamb. For your word says, by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, they overcame him, the evil one. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Well, I pray in Jesus' name that you were blessed by that message, and that you are going to continue to worship in spirit and in truth with us. Because right after this next song, and it's a powerful song, we're going to break bread together. So you've got about 5, maybe 6 minutes. To prepare the elements, to get the bread and the wine, the fruit juice, whatever you're going to use, so that you can join us as another form of worship. And this is a wonderful song. It's from Hillsong, and it's called Behold. Then sings my soul. Let's worship him.
Behold, the Father's heart.
Breaking of bread comes next.
The mystery he lavishes on us. As deep cries out too deep. Oh, how desperately he wants us. The things
kings of earth stand next to him like a candle to the sun. Unfailing Father, what compares to his great love? Behold his holy Son, the Lion and the Lamb given to us. The Word became a man, and my soul should know its Savior. Forsaken for the sake of all mankind, salvation is in his blood. Jesus Messiah, the righteous died for love. We wasn't
how work on earth is done. Watch as the clouds he rides, swing low, lift up the sound as he makes our praises through. Behold the Lord our God, will lead us home.
Hillsong. And behold, then sings my soul. Isn't it wonderful? To be in the presence of Almighty God, to know His love pouring down upon us. And to know that He loves us so much that 2,000 years ago He sent His precious Son into the world to save the world. To die a cruel death on the cross at Calvary. And to rise again 3 days later in glory. To be glorified, to sit at the right hand of His Father. That is the Jesus that we love and adore. That is the Lord that we worship in spirit and in truth each and every day here on Worship Radio 247. And what a way to remember that sacrifice by breaking bread together now right across the world. In Paul's letter to the Corinthian church, the first letter, and chapter 11, and from verse 27, Paul is warning us about being right with God before we break bread together. That we are worthy to do that. This is what he says. He says, "So anyone who eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord unworthily is guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord. This is why you should examine yourself before eating the bread and drinking the cup. For if you eat the bread or drink the cup without honoring the body of Christ, you are eating and drinking God's judgment upon yourself." And this is why, before we do this, I urge you to pray with me. To declare that Lord is Lord. He is the Lord of lords and the King of kings. He is the bright morning star. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning, the middle, and He is the end. He is our Jesus. Just repeat these words with me. Heavenly Father, I am so sorry for the sin I have committed. I ask you to forgive me, Lord. As I forgive now, with my will, those who have hurt me. Jesus, you are the King of kings. You are the Lord of lords. You are my champion. Jesus Christ, you are the Son of God, and I love you. Wash me clean now by the blood of the Lamb. Wash me clean, Lord,
In the name of Jesus. Amen. And amen. Paul says in verse 23 of the same chapter, "For I pass on to you what I receive from the Lord Himself, on the night when He was betrayed. The Lord Jesus took some bread and gave thanks for it. Gave thanks to God for it. Then he broke it into pieces and said, 'This is my body, which is given for you. Do this to remember me.'" Let's take the bread now. Lord God, we thank you for your sacrifice on the cross at Calvary 2,000 years ago. Lord, we worship and adore you. Thank you, Father, for reconciling us with you through your Son, Jesus. Holy Spirit, we welcome you right now. Fill us full, Lord, of your Holy Spirit. Fill us full, full to overflowing. In Jesus' name. In the same way, he took the cup of wine after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant between God and his people, an agreement confirmed with my blood. Do this to remember me as often as you drink it." Let's drink the wine now. Hallelujah. And glory to God. What a Savior. What a wonderful Savior we serve. We're going to continue to worship now in spirit and in truth. This is remarkable and so apt for what we're doing now as we've broken bread together. This is Hillsong and Man of Sorrows.
Man of Sorrows. Yeah.
my day is pain. It is paid in full by the precious blood. And my Jesus made. Now the curse of sin has no hold on me. Whom the Son set free, oh, is free indeed.
Wonderful. That is Hillsong and Man of Sorrows.
יברכך אדוני וישמרך. יאר אדוני פניו אליך ויחונקה. יישא אדוני פניו אליך וישם לך שלום.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.